Welcome back to Ed Show number 56.
5-6, baby.
That's right. We got some news for you.
Absolutely, we've got news. My understanding is there's a project that you have been working on for quite a while.
Yeah, since about last June or July, we now have the AD to Windows Azure Active Directory Quick Start Guide. So if you have Windows Intune, Office 365, or Dynamics CRM, basically anything that has the capability to use Windows Azure Active Directory, and you want to be able to federate your on-premise identities up to the cloud service. Previously, you'd had to wade through lots and lots and lots and lots of documentation, and hopefully you get it right. Well, now we've made that much, much easier. We have about 1,500 lines of PowerShell code script that just start running through it. We'll fully create a Windows Server 2012 machine that has ADFS, DirSync on it, and then also you can optionally create the proxy, ADFS proxy as well. So it just makes it as quick as potentially 15 minutes to get full federation.
Very, okay. Very cool. Where can folks go to get the guide?
It would be aka.ms/AD, the number 2, AAD. And that's all capital letters with the AD part.
Awesome, awesome, awesome.
Yep.
A couple of other things in the news. We've got updates to some of these key apps under Windows 8, particularly my favorite one and the one that actually I'm even using as we're talking
here. There you go.
Which is update to the Mail app. So the Mail calendar and the People applications have all been updated. The Mail app, again, this is one of those things that really is particularly on my Surface that I really rely on heavily. They made some pretty significant changes to the Mail application, so I'm pretty fired up about that.
That's cool. Some good goodness there. That's right.
We also have a new application that's available for the phone.
That's right. Yeah, Link.
Link 2013 for the phone.
Link 2013. Yeah, I am a big fan of using the Link app. I had the 2010 one before, and now the 2013, there's some really cool stuff there. So you can make phone calls over the wireless or your phone itself. So avoid, if you want to call international, I don't have to wait for that call back, which is the previous app. It'll just straight up make the call on there. Also, you can do video chats now. I mean, it's pretty sweet. Also, you can see the calendar. There's a lot of updates to it, so the client's now available for phone. Pretty good deal.
So you'll want to check out the Windows Phone Store for that. Also, on the previous for the Windows 8 applications, just check for the updates. They're just going to show up in the store as the little icon to be updated for that as well. So no real special action required on your part.
No, not really. Just kind of FYI. Yeah.
Sure.
I didn't even know about it until I was looking for the news. I was like, oh my goodness! So I right there downloaded, installed it, and so I've been using it for a while.
Yeah, I kept clicking refresh last night until I got it. So I'm a little bit obsessive about, particularly my little Surface device that we have here.
Yes. Well, you guys have been on the road. And,
yeah, Rick and I've been tearing up the air miles.
That's right. And last week you even had a special episode in the hotel. So
we shot an episode of the Ed Show on a phone in the hotel. That was we got to have a little fun.
That's right.
Have a little fun while we're out there.
That's commitment. I love it. But still another reminder, if you want some of that goodness.
Sure, you want to check out aka.ms/officehourslive. City's coming up. We're going to take a bit of a break. We've got MMS, which we'll talk about in just a minute. But after that, we're going to be heading to San Antonio, to Austin, to Chicago, Illinois, and then some potential other dates. So stay tuned for that. Again, aka.ms/officehourslive. Join Rick and I. It's basically a Q&A with Rick and I about Windows Server, Windows, and Windows 8. And it's kind of all of, we have no slides, there's no agenda, a ton of demos and stuff for folks to kind of catch us and get some Q&A. So check us out on the road on that one.
Sweet.
And then I mentioned MMS.
Yeah, that's right. That's kind of an important one. Well, Edge will be there all week long, and we will be giving you interviews and all kinds of great content. So we've got some surprises for you there.
And, sure. MMS, of course, the Microsoft Management Summit in Las Vegas coming up.
Right.
It's just a little bit over 2 weeks away, or under 2 weeks away.
Under 2 weeks away,
it's,
barely.
It's coming. It's coming fast.
Yep.
You'll want to make sure if you're not registered, get registered now. Hit 2013mms.com. Again, that's 2013mms.com. Folks, they're going to be selling out soon, so you're going to want to make sure that you get registered because we are getting close to that sellout. Otherwise, if you can't make it out to Las Vegas, as David mentioned, we're going to be there shooting episodes of The Edge Show, lots of technical interviews and stuff. Be right here on Channel 9.
That's right. And last but not least, a little piece of news tie-in that relates to what you're about to see. Some updates to the Windows Azure PowerShell commands. So we made quite a bit of updates, some really useful stuff for you that want to use Windows Azure. And we're going to go to an interview right now, so stay tuned. All right, welcome back to The Edge Show. And today I have a special guest. Welcome back, Michael Washam.
Thank you very much, David. Glad to be here.
Yeah, you know, things have changed quite a bit since Episode 3 and Windows Azure PowerShell, and even you. What are you up to now?
That's a very good question. Half the time I don't know. But one of the things that I'm very certain of is that I'm now the Windows Azure PowerShell Program Manager. So the last time we talked, I was on here with Joey, and we did a lot of demos for infrastructure service, creating virtual machines. I really just was so obsessed with PowerShell that I finally moved over to the engineering team just to start building stuff on it.
There you go. Well, what's new, man? What have you been working on since you joined the team?
Good question. So one of the things we've been doing is just we got a whole team over there in engineering focused solely on building a really good PowerShell experience. The last couple of last two releases have really just been getting a couple of new features that are really critical added, namely around managing VHDs, moving blobs around up in the cloud.
Yeah, us IT pro guys, we really like, you know, virtual machines. It's kind of a big deal.
I've heard.
So, you know, there's probably some goodness with PowerShell there to help out, right?
I've heard automating copying VHDs around is a really big thing in the IT pro community. I don't know what's up with that.
But, maybe. Yeah. All right. Well, what do you got, man? Can you show us?
Yeah, so let's jump into a couple of demos here. So the first thing I want to show you is really just the basics of, hey, I have some blobs. You know, if you're an IT pro, that's a file. Sorry. You have some files on your computer, and you really just want to figure out how to get them up into the cloud.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of tools out there, third-party tools that allow you to just manually copy files around. But being PowerShell, we don't like manually copying anything. We like automating things. So the Windows Azure Storage team, this functionality was actually added by a separate team, not mine, but I'll speak for them because they did an outstanding job on it, is the ability to directly manipulate Windows Azure storage accounts. So what I have here in my little demo is the first commandlet is really just going to set it up to create a new storage container. So what the goal of this is I'm going to create a storage container and I'm going to upload a single JPEG up to the cloud. So the first commandlet is called new Azure storage container. And you give it any name you want here. And the beauty of this is I can also set the permission. So I can set my container to be public, private, whatever I want to do with it. I'm going to go ahead and leave it by default because I don't want anyone downloading my secret images here. The next command I'm going to do is call set Azure storage block content. It sounds complicated, but all it really does is I'm telling it, hey, I'm going to use this container, the one I previously created, and I'm going to upload this file, this really long path to my local file system, and then that uploaded file is going to be called michaelwashington.jpg. So let me just go ahead and hit F5. And you can see it's going to do a little pop-up down on my results screen here. You can see that we uploaded an image. Now if I flip over to a GUI tool and go down to the storage account, you can see michaelwashington.jpg. Uploaded it from PowerShell. Now that may not seem that remarkable, but the beauty of this kind of tool is if I have 5,000 files, I want to automate a deployment, a web application, that I do the same thing every time, I don't have to pull up some Server Explorer tool. I can just write a script that enumerates all the files in a directory and uploads them.
Yeah, so if you're doing a lot of dev test stuff and you're spinning up and shutting down environments, you've got a good way to copy it up and fire it down.
Exactly, or even as an IT pro, if you're in charge of deploying an application that requires a lot of files to be uploaded for it, that could be part of your automated deployment setup.
Now, for VHDs, though, and VMs, I mean,
you wouldn't want to use this for VHDs.
Just to be clear.
Right. So this is going to be uploading PDFs, PowerPoint files, pictures, et cetera, et cetera. So one other quick handy tool I want to show you is the ability to browse your storage accounts. So we got these two commandlets for uploading files, but we also have a couple of commandlets that we can use to view what's in there. So here I can enumerate all the different containers in my storage account, whether I got a VHD file or a JPEG, and I can actually use those same another commandlet called get Azure storage blob content to download these files. So purely from the command line, I can basically use Windows Azure storage as a directly from an automation perspective. Okay, so now let's move on to copying VHDs around. So one of the things I want to do is I have a storage account here called MW Storage Demos. So I'm going to go ahead and delete this container. It has a VHD in it, and I'm going to show you how I can get it back. So one of the really powerful features that we've added is the capability of doing blob copy asynchronously. That sounds really complicated, but all it really means is I have a blob or a set of blobs out in public storage. So this could be in Windows Azure storage, it could be on a file, a public FTP server, anywhere my code can access that blob. And this could is really beneficial for moving VHDs around, specifically between subscriptions. So I can copy a VHD between subscription A and subscription B, cross region, or just within the same storage account. So what I'm going to show is that I have a test VHD or a test copy 1.vhd file in a storage account called MWS storage. So if I pull this up in Storage Explorer, and let me see, what was the path one more time? So it's in my source folder. You can see test copy 1.vhd is
32 gigs, it looks like,
yep,
about.
Around 32 gigs. So I'm going to copy that into another storage account. The storage account I'm going to copy it to is called MW Storage Demos 1. To do this, the source URL has to be open, so it has to be anonymous to be able to do this. I think it'll actually work with a shared access signature as well, so it doesn't have to be completely open. It just has to be anonymous to the client. As long as the URL can access it, then we're good. The target, on the other hand, actually uses a Windows Azure storage account. So to do the destination, I need the storage account name and the storage account key. So I'll go ahead and create a new instance of a new Azure storage context object. This is basically the credentials I need to upload to. From there, I will create a new storage container just like I did in the upload. And I have two commandlets that are really handy for copying these around. They're called start copy Azure storage blob. And surprisingly enough, that's actually not the final name of this. The storage team, I don't think they got their naming right in this release. So I'm pretty positive they're going to rename this to start Azure storage blob copy. But for now, it's start copy Azure storage blob.
But if it changes, you always have your friendly right-hand side window
look
up storage and look for what it is, right?
That's right. Now, the semantics of this are pretty interesting. If you've ever used XPLAT command, the node tools, this API was previously exposed there. But the problem with it is it was synchronous. So I could start copying a VHD from storage account to storage account or from region to region, but I can only do one at a time because the storage service was back there chugging along. What we did with this design is we allowed you to start copying multiple VHDs. So I could literally, if I had 10 VHDs, I could run start copy Azure storage blob 10 times, and they don't wait on each other. They just start copying. Mm-hmm. And I can use this other commandlet, get Azure blob copy state, Azure storage blob copy state, to actually monitor the results. Try saying that fast five times. So let me go ahead and kick this off just to show you what it looks like. Okay, and you can see it returned instantly, right? And that doesn't mean the copy is actually complete. It just means Windows Azure Storage, the actual service itself, is pulling that URL and copying it to the destination on your behalf. So to check the status of it, I can take this last line and I can run it manually, or I could have it in a loop to find out the status of it.
Can we scroll up to see that? Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. Okay. So you can see the status right now is pending. It shows you the source and shows you how many bytes are copied, which so far none. So we can come back here in a few minutes and we'll see some of these bytes start copying across.
Yeah. One of the things I know I like, it's really good if you're trying to set up, and one of the ways that I use it is for our training environments. We have kind of a source VHD file or a VM, and we then have other people do copies of that VM, and then they can fire it up even if it's from their own subscription.
Right.
So it's a really handy tool, and especially those site-to-site copies, man, it's like, seconds where you're copying 20, 30 gigs,
right.
So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, within the same storage account or even in the same subscription, it's almost instant. It's really a really great technology. You can see that the copy has started, so we have some going. Okay, so this example is going to be the exact same code, except the difference is it's going to copy between regions. So I'm going to copy from West US region, which is my MWS storage account, and the target account is going to be different. It's going to be MWE storage. And the only difference between this example and the last example is literally we're going to be copying 32 gigs from the West Coast to the East Coast. So I'll go ahead and hit F5, and it'll start the copy off. And now, all I have to do is from a command line, you see how I save blob 2. This is basically the blob copy status. So if I want to know the current status, I just run blob 2 and copy that, or pipe that out to get Azure storage blob copy. And you can see that we're already copying some files over. and I can run this against blob one to get the status of the other copy. So we're simultaneously copying 32 gigs of VHDs two times, so different regions.
All right, so we've seen how you've done the kind of the site-to-site type copies, and then but then, of course, there's people who might want to pull that VHD down as well, and there's some different commands for that, right?
There is.
Okay.
So this scenario specifically, just like you said, is for disk and image mobility. With Windows Azure, you can take a virtual machine that's running up in the cloud, take the VHD, save it locally, and actually run it locally in Hypervisor, and vice versa. You can build your virtual machine locally and upload it up to the cloud and boot off of it. So we have two commandlets specifically to complete this scenario, add Azure VHD and save Azure VHD. The beauty about using these commandlets is they're very optimized. So we don't read all of the, we don't download all the empty bytes. So if you have a 30 gig disk and only 10 of them are written, we'll only download the 10 gigs that are actually written. So what this demo does is I'm going to show you how to upload a VHD, and it's not going to be a full 32 gig VHD because we don't have that much time. So we're going to upload a 50 meg VHD and actually attach it to a virtual machine. So this commandlet's broken down into a few steps. The first thing you need to know is the source VHD. This is just a path to your local VHD on your hard drive. And destination VHD is the location where you're going to put it at in storage. And we're going to take add Azure VHD, takes both of those arguments, and then add Azure Disk takes the uploaded VHD and registers it in Windows Azure mm-hmm. so your VMs can see it.
So this would be kind of the add Azure VHD would be kind of an update to the CS Upload, right?
That's it is. Okay. So if you're using CS Upload today, I'm glad you brought that up. You should switch to add Azure VHD because we're currently in the plans of deprecating CS Upload. It's going to be a slow deprecation because we know lots of customers depend on it today. But all the new work, new bug fixes, everything is going to be in the PowerShell commandlets. So you can see the upload went really fast because
it's 50 megs.
Yeah,
but it's also optimized.
Most of that time was actually probably spent optimizing the VHD, which is hilarious. It probably is much faster for larger VHDs. So let's flip over to the portal here. And I'm just going to go ahead and refresh. One thing, the portal doesn't always see every change you make under the covers in PowerShell, so it's always good to do a refresh if you changing things around. So I'm going to go into SQL 1, and I'm going to attach a disk. Thank you, pop-up. And my data disk is a 50 meg file we just uploaded. And I'm going to go ahead and attach this up to a virtual machine. And while it's attaching, I'll go ahead and RDP into this guy. Sometimes it takes a few minutes to attach a disk. But what we want to see is here shortly we should see a new disk come online that will be our 50 meg VHD.
And so just to clarify, I know you added the data disk, but you didn't actually attach it. Right?
I attached it to the portal.
To the portal. Okay,
yes.
Yeah.
You can attach it from PowerShell too, but I wanted to make it a little bit simpler if you're not that used to Windows Azure.
So, there you go. Okay.
So you can do the entire thing. You can take all your VHDs on-prem and upload them to the cloud and build it from scratch and boot it
and
without ever touching a portal.
Yeah, yep. That's awesome.
Okay, so here is our F drive. This is the 50 meg VHD we just uploaded. So I'm going to go ahead and create a new file on here. So now we have a 50 meg VHD that actually has something from the cloud on it. It's amazing. So one thing I should say is you should not ever download VHDs from running machines. It would actually probably work okay on this machine because there's nothing writing to this data disk. But I've ran into customers trying to download the C drive as Windows is writing to the C drive.
Yeah.
It doesn't work out very well.
That's not so good. That's kind of like going up to a physical server and just yanking out the drive.
That's
and
right.
Be like, I want it. What's wrong with that?
That's right. Okay, so we've written to the file. We've detached the drive. So let me show you the pair of this one is save Azure VHD. So I'm going to use a source VHD, and destination are going to be flipped. Source is going to be the mydatadisk.vhd in the cloud, and destination is going to be the local representation of this. So I'll go ahead and hit F5, and let PowerShell run.
Yeah, and the really cool thing about this, right, is scenarios where you could have a gallery VM. You put that up in the cloud, create that, power down the VM, just use the save Azure VHD. You've now pulled it down and running it locally.
Yep.
Right? and on even, Hyper-V.
And on Hyper-V.
That's right.
And a real beauty is Hyper-V also has PowerShell cmdlet. So not only could you automate the download of this, but you could also automate creating in Hyper-V.
Yeah.
So you could literally have an entire automated system that moves things
back
and
forth.
Yep.
We do have tools for that if you want to get fancy, but if you're doing it on the
fancy.
Cheap.
Okay. So we downloaded this file to new demos. Okay. And here is the one that we just downloaded.
Let's mount that guy. There we go.
And you can see Hello from Azure. It's a very complicated way of transferring a text file, but it is effective.
Quite elegant.
Quite elegant.
There we go. Very nice. All right. Thanks, Michael, for coming in and showing us all that newness that you're bringing to the team.
All right.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, David.
Yeah.
All right. So some awesome PowerShell goodness. Michael and PowerShell. I mean,
that's right.
And Windows Azure.
That's right. And him.
Close to my heart.
Well, yeah, I know. And he, you know, he has that newness now. So he's like dedicated to it. So
absolutely.
So expect many more good things, I'm sure.
More PowerShell needed. Hey,
right.
Guys, we want to make sure that you interact with us. If there's things that you want to see on the Edge Show, if there's things you like, dislike, et cetera, et cetera. Couple ways you can do that. You can interact with us on Twitter at TNEdge.
And then for you folks who just use email, just edge@microsoft.com.
And of course, we always appreciate those star rankings and the comments right below in the post here.
That's it, I think.
56.
That's right.
Edge Show number 56. I think the next Edge Show that we'll see right before MMS, right before we head to Vegas. So we'll have the Vegas party hats on for that one.
Woohoo! All right. See ya.